This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There are important lessons to learn from Joshua chapters 7 through 10. Israel's battles with the people of Ai, the peace treaty they signed with the Gibeonites, and the battle they fought to defend them. There was no prayer before their first attack on Ai, and they were routed. That defeat drove them to prayer. But God said to Joshua in chapter 7, verse 10, "Stand up, what are you doing down on your face?" There was unconfessed sin in the camp. Until it was cleared up, God declared he would not be with them. When sin was confessed, God forgave and enabled them to rout Ai. Interestingly, they again didn't pray about the decision to make a peace treaty with the Gibeonites. They examined the evidence the Gibeonites presented, that they were from a distant country, but Israel didn't inquire of the Lord. This resulted in a compromised relationship and its long-term effect. Shortly after the treaty, the Gibeonites were attacked and the Israelites had to come to their defense. Chapter 10 describes the battle. In verse 12, Joshua prayed, "O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon over the valley of Ajalon." The sun did stand still, and the moon stopped till the enemy was defeated. Verse 14 says, "There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man." Lessons to be learned: it's always wise to pray before you act. Second, don't ask for something when there is unconfessed sin in your life or group. Confess sin and then ask. Remember, God is willing to listen to a man and do great things.